Most of the others drew a split second later. Eddie killed the six in front, having taken time to reload the chamber he'd fired at Albrecht. When the revolver was empty, he rolled behind his din to reload, as he had been taught. Roland picked off the next five, then rolled smoothly behind Eddie, who took out the rest, save one. Lamla had been too cunning to try, and so was the last standing. He raised his empty hands, the fingers furry and the palm smooth.
"Will you grant me parole, gunslinger, if I promise you peace?"
"Not a bit," Roland said, and cocked his revolver.
"Be damned to you, then, Cherry-Kaa," said the Tahin,
and Roland of Gilead shot him where he stood. And Lamla of Galee fell down dead. 2. Flaherty's posse lay stacked in front of the door like cordwood, Lamla face down in front. Not a single one had had a chance to fire. The tile-throated corridor stank of the gun smoke which hung in a blue layer. Then the purifiers kicked in, chugging wearily in the wall, and the gunslingers felt the air first stirred into motion and then sucked across their faces. Eddie reloaded the gun, his now, so he'd been told, and dropped it back into its holster. Then he went to the dead and yanked four of them absently aside so he could get to the door.
"Susanna! Suze, are you there?"
Do any of us, except in our dreams, truly expect to be reunited with our heart's deepest loves, even when they leave us only for minutes and on the most mundane of errands? No, not at all. Each time they go from our sight, we, in our secret hearts, count them as dead. Having been given so much, we reason, how could we expect not to be brought as low as Lucifer for the staggering presumption of our love? So Eddie didn't expect her to answer, until she did, from another world and through a single thickness of wood.